Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City. Yeah, it's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Corporate Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 67 today. I'm telling you right now, it is cold outside. So make sure you put a hoodie on, put an extra jacket or something. Currently it's 60, a little bit of light rain happening throughout today.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this sad Taco Tuesday?
I'm feeling a little discombobulated. We'll talk about the Chiefs and how they just let one slip through their fingers later on in the show. Stacey Shaw, she got your free legal advice. It's some left.
And we got your TMG going down at your 23s. Actor Tyler Lepley from P-Valley. He shares his upbringing by being biracial and then also attending an all-white school, which now poses that question, what type of effect does it have on our black and brown students to attend a school that doesn't reflect them?
I'm pretty sure a big one. Your motivation on the way in about 10 minutes and plenty of shots for your opportunity at $1,000 in free fall cash, buddy. I need some fajitas this morning. I need all the fixings. I need everything you can give me. Even the things I don't want, I still want them this morning.
Just bring me some tissue.
Because it is Taco Tuesday. As soon as I can get in, it's Taco Tuesday. Hit it with it, LeBron.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
Occasionally, an immediate response is necessary for an urgent situation. But in most cases, what might appear to be urgent really isn't. Often, it's best to take a breath, take a beat, and give events time to stabilize. Even when a response is called for, that response will likely improve as you see more clearly how things are playing out. It's important to respond in a timely manner. Yet, a response that's hurried and thinly informed can be worse than no response at all. When there's a legitimate emergency, act quickly. Otherwise, remind yourself that the effectiveness of your action is probably more important than the quickness of your action. You'll improve that effectiveness by taking some time to observe, to understand, to strategize, and prepare. No, you don't want to wait forever, yet a bit of time can often buy you significant advantages. Jump into action when you must, and be more deliberate when you can. When possible, give it some time and provide the most effective response. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's the high of 67. Currently it is 60. Light rain at Hogan Prep. Rapper Doja Cat opens up about her childhood and how a family of five is hectic and a little bit difficult.
I had a very tough childhood. I mean, I think growing up like with a single mother is a hard thing to do. I could never. She's incredibly the strongest mother, but like it taught me a lot of things, and I think it also made me in some form stronger. When it's five children, everyone's sort of broken apart because that's a lot of children and no help.
I commend parents that have more than two kids. I mean, one is enough, in my opinion. But if you have more than two, I know that is a big responsibility, especially if you're doing it by yourself.
Yeah, and when you're with somebody and they not used to sharing, and you used to a rough life sharing everything, it could be different. But I'd rather grow up on the rough side of the mountain than the other side, for sure. Because it teaches you certain life skills, and it teaches you how to be a good teammate and all type of other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a lot of life lessons it sounds like it's taught Doja Cat as well. Switching over to the sports world, Deion Sanders, a.k.a. Coach Prime, he's been seen on camera limping a little bit and seeming like he's been having some difficulty on the sideline. Will he finally address some of those concerns?
I think I got more blood clots. Inside the bag, all right? I think I got more blood clots, man. It don't make sense. I'm hurting like crazy. I got the doctor's appointment Monday to see what time it is. I'm not getting blood to my leg. That's why my leg is throbbing.
Man, he going through it, and he loves football so much that he's wearing Depends because he's I'm not sure what type of cancer it is, pancreatic or prostate or something. I'm not sure which one. But he has to have a bathroom on the sideline when he's coaching.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have control of his bladder right now or something like that.
Yeah. At what point does he have to really just take a minute for himself and just sit down? I know he's coaching the team, but it sounds like his health is important. But
yeah, it's getting in the way. It's getting in the way.
Yeah. Send us some prayers to Coach Prime for sure and his entire family.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Ha-ha, 103 Jam.
When you're vibing at the crib, tell your smart speaker, just yell at us, say, hey, Google, hey, play Hot 103 Jams. At least that's what I do at home. Works for me.
I know your neighbors.
Well, you said what?
I know your neighbors be like, is that Brian? Be quiet, man.
You know the neighbors know my name.
All right.
I am literally relying on these bus lines right now. These buses can drop off dozens of people at a time. And it really gets you there. I don't feel that we should have to pay for it for the ones that's struggling, but if that's what has to be done, that's what has to be done.
They're very positive, so we don't anticipate any of the angst that we had before.
We are hoping that we can get to the ballot in the next year in at least one of the counties and kind of start a domino process where we're expanding that pool. Because of the limited tools available to create funding, it is really the only option we do have.
This is some of the voices you heard about talking about KCATA, as we're back here again, D, as we talked about a couple months ago when they got the funding together to extend this another year. The troubled waters are back again because the funding is at a critical state right now. And Kansas City, Missouri is funding 92% of the operating costs for KCATA. Mm. And the city is preparing to provide an additional $15 million in funding on top of the previously approved $77 million that we just talked about to help KCATA keep the buses running through the end of the year. But we need a more solid solution, man. Yeah. Because if this funding runs out by the end of the year, January 1st, 26, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. 30,000 people ride our KCATA daily, and we're affecting 12 million people a year with this. So the KCATA board chair feels confident that a solution can be found by the end of the year. But this shouldn't even, to me, D, shouldn't even be a conversation.
Yeah, it seems like we've been kicking that can down the road long enough. So hopefully that there can be some type of solution that's long term.
And I hate that they framed this story around the World Cup. I don't give a damn about people. Let me say that. Tourists and World Cup, yes, they are important. But the more important people are the people who live here every day in Kansas City, who live in the hood, who need this stuff. Not people going to concerts or stadiums. Yeah. This is about people who are trying to get to work and take care of business and take care of their families. So that should be priority number one. Not World Cup or any of this other BS that's going around, dog.
Yeah. Priority number one should always be the community. And that's what Hustle and Shine in the Morning is all about.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot. And I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
A shout out to all the cousins in that Hustle and Shine text line. We appreciate you as always. Big love to Rich Harris. Glad you feeling better, fam, and back in a rotation for sure.
Yeah.
Shout out to Danielle Vett. Danielle was actually sending over a shout out to Pam A for becoming the new special education teacher at Kansas State School for the Blind. So that's major. Okay. And then also a big shout out to Richard Y. And shout out to all the coworkers over at Munson Health Centers. We appreciate all that you all do. That's major. And then Sierra Pierce, big love to you too. Lakinda, Allen, and Lovey Sullivan. I don't know if you saw on your Facebook, but Lovey was saying we ain't give a shout out, and we gave you a shout out, fam. Mm-hmm.
You know what? belated birthday. What, 2 months later?
Is it Libra season? Was it Libra season back then?
Leo.
Lion Leo. Mm-hmm. We got Lion Leos in the rotation.
don't do her like that.
They're like, you know, it's all love, Lovey. It's always love. Appreciate y'all for tapping in.
Second down. Picked off. Lloyd again. Devin Lloyd. What a year. Still rolling. Down the sideline. One man to beat. Lloyd. Pick six.
Golly. Chiefs lose to the Jaguars. That pick six happened. I didn't realize how late in the game that was. It was late in the third quarter where Patrick Mahomes was driving the Chiefs. Chiefs about to take a 7-point lead. And then that happened. That pick six happened, which ultimately helped seal the deal as the Jaguars beat the Chiefs. Chiefs fall to 2-3. All is not lost. They just played sloppy last night. They had full control of that game for the better part of the first half. Then it just went to hell, man. Bunker again making another error. This is the fifth game in a row. He's affected every single game this season, with it being missed kicks or with the crucial penalty last night, kicking it out of bounds to give the Jaguars good position to score the last touchdown. And so, look, the offense is back for the most part. Defense need to
tighten up
a little, couple loose ends, and the Chiefs will be okay. And I don't want to take nothing away from the Jaguars. That is a good team there. They're 4-1
that
now.
That last drive, they you know, give them their cookies for that one.
But Harrison Bucker, bro. Look, and everything falls in your way. The Bills lose. The Chargers lose. You could have been tied for first place in the division, one game back at a one seed in the AFC, and all that is gone now. So Chiefs still got more work to do. They'll be okay. They'll be fine. But they got to win against Detroit coming up this Sunday Night Football as they come marching in, and they not playing no games. Them Lions gonna come in ready to fight. So we better have our boxing gloves on.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your time. It's a high of 67, currently 59 in Blue Springs. President Donald Trump spoke to reporters in the Oval Office while they were talking about people that have asked him for pardons.
I have a lot of people have asked me for pardons. I call him Puff Daddy has asked me for a pardon.
That was all he mentioned about it. I mean, are we surprised? I mean,
we do not care.
You don't care.
You know, I'm going to make this quick. And Puffy's little dissertation the other day, he said that so I can go back home and be a community leader. Really?
Tremendous amounts of water.
You think he's a community leader?
The dance party with Beyonce.
I guess we'll take your silence for an answer.
God bless the United States.
You ain't finna have Bad Boy Records coming up in here.
And do what? And
Diddy Bop?
And try and get
can't
on
stop,
you?
Won't
try
stop.
To come up in here with Baby Wool or something?
Bad Boy.
Huh? Is that what you're trying to do?
More money,
freaky frog.
We're going to switch over
to you're a freaky frog.
Actor Tyler Lepley. I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. He's from P-Valley. You've seen him on a lot of hit shows. Well, he shares his upbringing being biracial and then also being in an all-white school.
It was a diverse school. Did you at least have some...
All white.
Uh-uh. Really?
So my best friend, the second grade, my best friend, third grade, he, I'm on the bus and he says, do you know what a...
Oh, gosh.
He was saying...
Not do I know.
Do you know what one is? I said, before I could say no, he said, that's what you are.
It's you. It's your
bus stop. He got off the bus. He said, all right, I'm going to holler at you tomorrow. So I just remember processing that on the ride home. Like,
I know. And had you heard the word before?
No, but I knew. I felt
you
it.
Knew,
I knew
yeah.
something.
Oh, my gosh.
And I feel like this now poses the question, what type of effect do we think that it has on our black and brown kids to attend a school that doesn't reflect them?
Oh, I know it has a big one. I've met several people. This could be a trending topic throughout the entire day. Mm-hmm. But my thing to parents with kids and those type of situations, make sure they know who they are at home before they go out in the world. Because if they don't, the world is going to tell them who they are according to the world, and you don't want that. Yeah. You want them to know who they are and have 100% confidence in their existence. It's such a big deal because a lot of people will go out here lost and accepting anything, accepting what people will just call them or label them as. Mm-hmm. Nah, that's not me. You're not finna put me in this box. I put myself in my own box. Matter of fact, there is no box for me. I'm limitless. Mm-hmm. So just know who your kids are before they leave the house.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with going to a predominantly black institution or a predominantly white institution, HBCUs. There's nothing wrong with any of those type of things. Just make sure that you are equipping your kids with what they need. Like B-Shine has said. That's the morning, guys. We'll be back at 7:38. More music coming on your way. And, you know, we finna select that winner for that R&B Southern Soul Fest. So let's check that the Hustle and Shine text line in a second. Right here on...
The person who sent 50 of them?
Yeah, you ain't gotta send it. Look, real quick, cousin, we love you so much, but you ain't gotta send the keyword 50,000 times.
You gotta say it like Jeff.
Just
every 30 days.
Send the keyword once, please.
Stop talking so much to the police.
Please.
Your boy, comedian Bruce. And every morning, you listening to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
Last week, three Kansas City area apartment complexes joined forces to form tenant unions, D, hoping to force their landlord to fix unsafe living conditions. Tenants at Parker Square Apartments down north, Paraclete Manor Apartments, and Sage Crossing Apartments held a rally to express their concerns and formally announced they are now part of the majority tenant unions. This is the largest union in regional history, D, and the first example of tenants organizing and bargaining with a shared landlord across state lines. KC Tenants is doing big things. And like I said a couple shows ago, we're going to have them on coming up soon to talk more about this situation for sure. Because I saw some of the pictures and videos at Parker Square Apartments.
Looked a mess.
A complete hot mess that needs some attention. But we got Stacey Shaw on the show this morning, breaking down the law. Stacey, good morning.
Good morning. Today, we're going to be talking about what to do if your landlord tries to switch it up in the middle of your lease. We're going to be right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
Now it's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacey.
Today for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we're going to be going over a question I just got from somebody about a landlord that tried to switch it up on a tenant in the middle of a lease. Now, remember, a while ago, we went over the statute of frauds. That is in Missouri. Certain transactions have to be in writing to be enforceable, and leases are one of them. And so the first thing that you want to do is to get a copy of your lease. Now, what I always suggest, if you're entering into a contract, you want to scan that in or take a picture of it and email it to yourself so you have whatever the document is on the day that you signed it. All right. And so if you don't have your original, ask them for a copy. And if they have a copy of the original, ask for a copy of the original. Okay. And make sure that's dated because that's going to be important. Now, the second thing, you want to review the lease, okay? Actually read it and see if this new change that they are requesting in the middle of the lease is a part of the lease that you have already signed. If it's not, now it's time to negotiate because the only thing that's enforceable in your lease agreement is what you've already agreed to in writing, all right? And if you can't negotiate terms, if they're still trying to change and it's not in the lease, then it's time to contact a lawyer and they will help you determine the risk-benefit analysis of possibly filing a lawsuit, okay? So if you've got questions about this or other legal issues, we primarily practice criminal traffic and personal injury, but we answer questions about all sorts of things. Call us at 816-359-1877. You can find us online at StaceyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. Now, remember, I want you to find a child and say something positive to them today. Our children have so many negative images and so many negative words being spoken over them every single day. I just want to tell you, all of my little young learners that are going to school, you're going to do amazing things. So make sure you pay attention and listen to your teachers. And until next time, skip over to KPRT at 11:30 for our Faith Justice Victory Show, where we're going to be going into this issue in more depth. Until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
What's up with it's your boy YGKC, and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103 J.
The board of the National Menopause Foundation is hosting a free menopause for all. This is going down October 16th, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the Greg Kleist Community Center. All women and men are welcome to attend free education by Kansas City providers, along with a toolkit of resources to walk away with. Light bites and refreshments will be available. Caring about the community, Hot 103 Jams. And shout out to Julie for putting that on, because I know you know, a lot, some of our ladies, some of our listeners are going through menopause or have gone through menopause. And you know, that's a big thing with the ladies. So always want to be there and support. And I know Julie wrote that part about light bites and refreshments.
Love that.
Because she going to eat them all.
Refreshments, please. Don't do auntie.
The rescuers are struggling to reach at least 200 hikers trapped in a Mount Everest valley by unexpectedly fierce weekend snowstorm that pounded the mountain with snow and heavy rain. This is according to Chinese state media, CCTV. Now, about 350 hikers, they're caught in this storm, man, and they have been guided to safety by rescuers. Now, they were taken to a small township, and then some of these people had hypothermia, some altitude sickness, and other things that they have to deal with. Now, can you imagine being trapped on a mountain, D, to where you can't move, you can't go anywhere. You just gotta be stuck there until, you know, the rescue comes or the snowstorm passes. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine that. That's super. That's scary. Yes. So I'm hoping that they're able to. I've seen documentaries on things like this, and it's never anything fun to watch. And I always have the same question: is how did you end up there? But
they walked up there.
I know. I'm just like, it's right. I just personally have my list of at least three places that I would never go.
Oh, I got more than that. I got.
I have a laundry list, but
I probably got a million.
I just have specifically three things I would never try. One is the mountains. I'm not hiking. Mm-hmm. Two is I'm not going to the moon or anything. I'm not trying to go to outer space. And the third one, although I love Kansas City with my roots, I'm not going to get no rice in the town.
Oh, in St. Louis.
Here.
Oh, here. Oh, you're not eating rice here. Okay, see, yes. Now this is another subject we can dip off to, because you're crazy with that.
I love my KC cousins and I love the town, but I am not eating fried rice from KC. Love y'all,
it's
though.
It's crazy that you're that passionate about rice. It's okay.
All my cousins out there, they got a St. Louis family member. They know what I'm talking. They like, she ain't lying. That rice, she ain't lying.
I thought you were saying something else. I I'm not eating no barbecue from St. Louis.
I'm not mad at that. I get that.
I ain't touching no barbecue. Y'all can have that.
I understand
y'all
that.
Y'all can have your little rib tips.
Well, that ain't gonna hurt my feelings. I get that. That's cool. I understand that. But we can all agree on that fried rice. You know where you hopping on 70 for that fried rice. Just hop your way back and listen to the Hustle and Shine in the morning.
I mean, you can make it at the crib. Just put in some soy sauce and some green onions.
No. Rice ain't good if I ain't got no MSG in it. I'm trying to tell you.
You go.
I bet a lot of people saying he ain't lying.
Clock it.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
825, high of 66, curly 59 in Parkville. R&B singer Kim, he recently announced in a new YouTube webisode that how many kids he has, including a recent one-year-old.
We have 7 children.
Let no one say that my wife, Erica, and I haven't been obedient. We have been fruitful and we have multiplied.
I know that's right. Yeah, yes, sir.
He's 58 years old and he been getting to the business.
Uh-huh.
Hey, girl.
I do a great Kim impression, by the way.
Please, let's do it. I want to hear yours.
Share my life. That's just a little tip
that
I gave
y'all. That was crazy. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, girl.
That's really his staple. When you hear that, hey, girl, oh, you know it's a Kim record. Or that, I can't stop loving you.
All my fellas, click your Bluetooth real quick and tap your open-toe sandals.
Your love's like a river, girl. Oh, hitting that Bluetooth? Oh, yeah. Shout out to all the Ux out there. Big love also to singer Coco Jones. She'll be in Kansas City October 26th with Brandy and Monica. But right now, she's talking about her R&B, Mount Rushmore.
Beyonce is obviously up there. Whitney Houston, Jasmine Sullivan, and Alicia Keys.
So she was just saying female singers.
I mean, I think she was just asked, is her Mount Rushmore of R&B? But that's so that.
No males on there.
I mean, your list didn't really have no females on it when we talked about it.
Well, that was just the males. I got a whole I got a whole list of females here.
That might have just been her entire Mount Rushmore. But for me, I will say, on my R&B, Beyonce and Whitney Houston easily.
Definitely
I don't know who,
not on mine.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know who's on my other two, but Beyonce and Whitney Houston.
Whitney's 12 on mine. Beyonce 7 on mine.
Give us your top four.
Janet Jackson, Mary J. Blige, Toni Braxton, Sade.
Okay.
Cool.
Anita Baker 5, Aaliyah 6, Beyonce 7, Sherelle underrated. 8, Brandy 9, Karen White underrated 10.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, I should post this on my socials just to get a little argument started.
Messy, messy, messy.
This is a mess.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Libra season. Happy birthday to those indecisive, charming, and clever Libras.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to singer and a friend of Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Happy birthday to Josh Levy. A big happy birthday to actor, record producer, and entrepreneur known as a member of Groove Theory. Happy birthday, Bryce Wilson. A big birthday shout out to actor known for his role on The Wire. Happy B-Day to Jamie Hector. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to singer, songwriter, pianist, actress, producer, philanthropist, and TV personality. And before the TV show The Braxtons, you've known her for all her hit songs and that deep voice. Happy birthday to Toni Braxton.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Danielle Rodriguez, Don Nicole, and Sharonda Walker. Sending birthday love to MK Shaw, Glenn Reiner, Cassandra Smith, and everybody else born on October 7th. Happy birthday, Libra. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Kiara. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, cousin. What you doing?
On my way to get this wig done.
Hey.
Oh, that's right. You got plans for the weekend?
I'm going on a winery trip.
Oh, yeah. You finna kick it. Oh. Is this a girls trip or a vacation?
Of course. Mm. No, this is women going to enjoy some wine and friendship.
That's good. I love that. Okay, sisterhood of the traveling pants. Yeah. I like that, girl.
All right, cousin, what's your check engine light looking like while you going to get that wig fixed?
Oh, it's not on. That's just supposed to be, right?
Yeah, we just checking. We just making sure you're going to make it.
Right.
All right, cousin, we got a chance to hook you up with 2 tickets to go see Cat Williams October 25th. So by this time, you'll be back in time following your girl's trip. And we want to get you qualified for $1,000 in free fall cash, but you're going to have to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
I got you.
All the while you knew that things were kind of shaking, you knew that you were wrong, dead or wrong to be mistreated. How can we go home?
7 whole days, and I'm just about through. 7 whole days.
Damn.
Can't take
it
home
right now. I'd rather be on my own. Hey! I was concerned about you for a second.
I did get concerned.
I was too.
The first half gave Tony Braxton. The second half gave Phony Braxton. But it's all good, cousin. Hello, and it did, cousin. You getting those two tickets to go see Cat Williams have his own Earth tour. You going to be there, and your name is now qualified to win $1,000 in free fall cash. Who you going to take with you?
My husband.
That's, I like balance. Girls trip this weekend, date night in a couple weekends.
Right.
Don't get broken up. All right, cousin, go ahead and tell the town what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Making that real money.